Let's go right to the source at the White House. ABC's Karen Travers is there. And Karen, not a lot to talk about this morning. Oh, wait a minute. Everything to talk about. I have to say, first of all, it was an interesting sight to see the president meeting with a lot of other folks talking about gun control, and he and Dianne Feinstein sitting together and agreeing on a few things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a really remarkable event. You know, freewheeling, much like we saw with that DACA meeting 2 months ago in the same location with bipartisan lawmakers. But yesterday, you had the president really indicating that he is pushing for policy proposals or backing positions that the Democrats have been supporting, that put him at odds with the NRA and Republican leadership up on Capitol Hill. And this is a person who, as a candidate, told the NRA he would never let them down. He praised them recently as great patriots who want to do the right thing. And now, if you go through the list of things he was saying he wants to see happen, the Democrats loved what they were hearing yesterday. Just a couple points. He is still pushing the idea of raising the minimum age to buy an assault weapon.
Right.
He's against allowing concealed weapons to be carried across state lines. That got him a fist pump from your Senator, Dianne Feinstein. She was grinning when he said that. He's also backing the Democrats' call for background checks for all gun purchases. And he notably was against his vice president, who was talking about how you take away guns from somebody identified as a possible threat. Like Penn said, you have to allow due process so nobody's rights are trampled. And the president said, it takes too long. His quote was, I like taking the guns early, take the guns first, go through due process second.
Ask,
you can imagine how that went
later.
Over in
yeah.
Washington.
Yeah.
Back in 2013, President Obama and Congress missed getting expanding background checks by 6 votes. What would make this time any different than any other time we tried to pass gun reform?
The president maybe getting involved. I mean, obviously, President Obama backed that. I mean, yesterday, the President Trump didn't seem to remember the history of that or know the history of, because he was asking, was the president behind this? Well, now things are different because you have a new president. And it would be notable if a Republican president was pushing, because it could give some political cover to some Republicans. You know, maybe the whole of the conversation has changed since the Parkland shooting. I mean, the fact that 2 weeks in now, it's still the headline every day, it's very different from recent mass shootings, where it's a headline for a couple of days, and then for whatever reason, the country moves on to the next thing. This has had lasting power in the media and in the national dialogue, and perhaps that is what could be driving change in positions up on Capitol Hill.
And on another subject, Karen, Hope Hicks has always been an interesting character to me ever since the campaign, the Trump campaign. She's has a very visible position, communications director. She's always within camera range, but slightly off to the corner. You don't hear a lot from her. And now she's right smack dab in the middle of another controversy.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't do interviews. She doesn't have a big profile in public. Most people, if you don't, if you're not in this orbit right here in the White House, you wouldn't even know what she sounds like, because she's just not somebody that's front and center. That's how she does her job behind the scenes. But in recent days, she has found herself in the spotlight. You know, the Russia investigation. She went before Mueller's team for 2 straight days. She spent 9 hours before the House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday. And, of course, her role in the response from the White House to the domestic abuse allegations against a senior aide, Rob Porter. She was dating him at the time.
Yeah.
So there were criticisms that it was clouding her judgment and just a lot of controversy around that.
Does anybody really believe she really wants to spend more time with her family, hence the resignation?
It's not something that we haven't heard from her or others around her in recent months, that, you know, she was frustrated with Washington. And I think the speed up of controversy in the last couple of weeks could certainly make you want to run for the exit.
So another communications director is out. Jared Kushner had his security clearance revoked. He's also under fire for maybe possibly some illegal deals that he maybe made in the White House. Chief of Staff Kelly does not like Kushner. All sorts of drama, just another day in the White House, or is anything different?
Another day in the White House.
Yeah, that's the word from Karen Travers. Now, this entire NRA conversation, it seems to have legs. At least, you know, it's been a couple of weeks now since the terrible shootings in Florida. And it is a question whether the president will actually be able to, you know, follow through on the words that he expressed, the feelings he expressed yesterday. Is this an opportunity for the Democrats?
Well, they can't really do anything. I mean, they can certainly talk about measures. They could lobby the White House, but they can't bring anything to the floor. And if there's no indication that Republican leadership are willing to do it, this doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it seems to be quite a chasm there at this point. The Republicans love their NRA. Karen, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate your input at all times.
Thank you.
All right, that's Karen Travers from ABC News at the White House.